91X News.
It's still 3 degrees and cloudy. I'm Mike Wobshaw with 91X News. Drivers in the Belleville area could experience some delays this week at the Highway 37 bridge over the 401. Repairs on the 401 will be occurring all week until Friday from 9 until 3. The 401 eastbound lanes will be reduced to one lane until Wednesday, but no disruptions are expected on Thursday or Friday. It doesn't look like there will be much relief in sight for Canadian motorists fed up with high gas prices. Price tracking website GasBuddy.com says the Canadian average is at its highest level since the financial crisis hit in the fall of 2008 at around $1.28 per liter. GasBuddy co-founder Jason Taves says prices are likely ahead higher.
Generally speaking, for the next month or so, we're going to see gas prices more or less going up. And we could see gas prices reaching close to $1.40 per liter by the Victoria Day long weekend.
Tave says about 70% of the cost of gasoline comes from the global price of its main ingredient, crude oil. Parti Québécois leader Pauline Marois won a strong confidence vote from her party's weekend convention, and that had Bloc Québécois leader Gilles Duceppe talking about another vote on separation. Prime Minister Stephen Harper responded by urging voters to elect a Tory majority to fight Quebec separatists. Layton says it's a divisive approach, and urging Duceppe and Harper to back off. Layton has been bolstered by recent polls showing Quebec warming to him in the wake of the leaders' debates. He says Quebecers are taking the NDP seriously, and he hopes to translate into seats. In last Parliament, NDP Deputy Leader Thomas Mulcair held the party's only seat in Quebec. New research suggests thousands of migrant farm workers who come to Canada every year are seeing their health suffer because of grueling work, poor living conditions, and little access to medical care. Two papers in the Canadian Medical Association Journal says laborers working long hours in hot, cramped environments can be harmful. Jenna Henbury co-wrote one of the papers and says some workers don't report injury because they fear of being fired.
One of the things that really stood out for us was 45% of those surveyed indicated that they were fearful of reporting concerns to employers, so they didn't want to tell employers if they were injured.
Hennebury says her survey of 600 workers in Ontario from 2007 to 2009 produced disturbing results. She says nearly 55% of those asked agreed that their work was hazardous to their health. Nearly 150 said their residence was hazardous to their health. A David and Goliath story involving a Canadian firm and software giant Microsoft is playing out today in the U.S. Supreme Court. The justices have been asked to decide whether to uphold a $290 million judgment against Microsoft. Two lower U.S. courts have ruled Microsoft infringed on an I4I's patent, which with the tool used in Microsoft Word. The court will rule later this year. That's 91X News to 202. Here's Ashley Gale with 91X Sports.
The Jays are looking a little blue this afternoon with the Red Sox in the lead 9-0. And there's 10 more baseball games this evening. The Pirates play the Reds, the Tigers take on the Mariners, and the Angels pay a visit to the Rangers. A study of NHL players through 7 regular seasons from 1997 to 2004 found that a total of 559 concussions happened. University of Calgary researcher Dr. Brian Benson says several clinical signs and symptoms predict players being off the ice for more time.
We found some interesting trends, and one being a gradual increase in post-concussion time loss over the 7 years of study. Now, that may be due to concussions being more severe or physicians being more conservative in their return-to-play decisions.
Benson found that in 31% of those concussions, players missed more than 10 days of competition. There are 4 games on the NHL roster tonight with only one Canadian team in action. The Boston Bruins badly need a win in Montreal. Seeded 3rd in the East, the Bruins are down 2-0 in the 6th-seeded Canadiens. The Detroit Red Wings play the Phoenix, and the two other series are tied at 1-1 as Boston hosts Philadelphia and Tampa entertains Pittsburgh. In basketball, Miami Heat is playing Philadelphia 76ers, and Indiana is in Chicago. That's sports. Here's Mike Wobshaw with 91X weather.
Today, cloudy and a high of 5 degrees. Tonight, the clouds will still remain, and we have a low of -1. Tuesday, possible showers with a low of -1 and a high of +6. And on Wednesday, we will have rain, a low of +3 and a high of 15. It currently sits at 3 degrees. I'm Mike Wobschel with Ashley Gale. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.